Today I want to talk about the two biggest killers for immunity. Let's cue that intro!
The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Roadman, a very welcome back to another Roadman Cycling Podcast. We've made it all the way through another week. Today, I want to talk to you about the two biggest factors which undermine your immunity. And they may or may not be things that immediately spring to mind. Regardless of kind of your stance on COVID, and I know I had Barry Murray on a number of weeks ago, and Barry was very outspoken on this side of the debate that we don't hear vocalized and verbalized that often around COVID, and it was a super interesting debate. But regardless of whether it's COVID that you're trying to bomb-proof yourself against, or just a common flu, cold, or some of the worst Western diseases out there, your cancers, your Alzheimer's, it's definitely worth heeding this advice in today's podcast. Before I jump into it, Roadman, let me remind you about Patreon. Just take 1 second and head on over to patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh. If you're listening to this podcast, if you're a regular listener, if you're enjoying the podcast, if you're getting some educational content or maybe even a laugh out of it, I'll ask you to head on over there and support the podcast, because the podcast, it's entirely funded by user contributions. So if you're not subscribing right now, you are freeloading on your fellow listeners who are subscribing. If you can't afford it, don't worry. It'll continue for the foreseeable future to be entirely free. But if you can't afford it, please help me build and grow this podcast. The link to do that is in the bio. It's the price of a beer once a month. Okay, Roadman. So there's two real ways to undermine your immunity, and I suppose before I jump into that, it's what annoyed me, and having sat with the Barry Murray conversation on COVID a couple of weeks now, and what most annoyed me around the whole COVID debate, it's none of the actual nitty-gritty of what the disease does or the policy around it. I definitely have frustrations around that, but it just seems like we collectively as a planet, or definitely here in Ireland as a country, we missed the chance to put health and wellness to the very top of the national or global agenda. The statistics are overwhelming that if you're healthy, you're gonna deal with whether it's this illness or another one much, much better. But we just missed that chance to every day be on the news and talking about how much exercise did you get today? Were you checking out your macros today? Were you getting adequate sleep today? Were you getting hydration today? Were you getting vitamin D today? These are the things that we know steadfast bomb-proof us against illness, but we just missed it completely. And we talk in wide tranches about, we're all in this together, or mortality rates at various age groups. Mortality rates at an age group of 18 to 25 for somebody who is in peak physical health versus somebody who's chronically obese are very, very different. And we just missed that entirely. But that is a little bit of a side note, because I want to talk about the two biggest killers for immunity. Number one, and if you're looking for a further reference on this, Dave Asprey speaks at length. If you just YouTube Dave Asprey, sugar and immunity killer, Dave Asprey speaks at length. And, I'm not going into a full academic discussion here where I'm referencing stuff. He does all that. But he speaks at length about how sugar suppresses immunity. And some studies show that this actually happens within minutes of consuming sugar, and the effects last up to 24 hours. This is particularly alarming given that, and this report I've seen is actually the prompt for this podcast, because during COVID lockdown, the last 12 months here in Ireland, two items have disproportionately sold better than the rest in our supermarkets and stores across the country, and they are alcohol and ice cream. People are more than ever comfort eating and comfort drinking, and both of these contain massive amounts of sugar. So in light of that, sugar suppressing immunity, it's probably not the wisest choice. So the second one I want to talk about today, it's an author I love, and there's definitely not enough female health influencers, especially in podcast land, but one of the very best in the game is Dr. Rhonda Patrick. And she has a study that she references by Mike Irwin, and this study is fascinating because the second pure guaranteed killer for your immunity, it's lack of sleep. The study showed that just 4 hours of sleep in one single night, so we're talking about one night's bad sleep here, folks. This study showed that the natural killer cell, and the natural killer cell, if you haven't heard it before, it's like our first defense of immunity. So any of us right now, we have a number of carcinogenic cells floating around our system. And the reason that those carcinogenic cells don't advance and become full-blown what we call cancer, it's because of these natural killer cells. Those natural killer cells attack those carcinogens before they get to become full-fledged cancer, and that's how we defend against those. But after one poor night's sleep of just 4 hours, we had a 70% reduction in this natural killer cell. That's after just one night. So you can imagine if you're weeks, months, or potentially years of bad sleep. And bad sleep is defined as anything under 8 hours. 8 hours is the daily recommendation. So if you're deviating under that at all, you're putting yourself in real, real danger. And to underpin that, anyone who's sleeping 6 hours or less per night, that's sleep deprived, we're classifying that as now, you're at a risk of developing cancer above someone who's a habitual smoker. And the World Health Organization have just recently classified nighttime work, so anyone working through the night that compromises their sleep, they've classified nighttime work as a carcinogen. So let that sink in. Poor sleep is as dangerous as smoking. So you can be the healthiest person on the planet, making great lifestyle choices around food, exercise, exposure to light, grounding, all the great things we talk about on this podcast. But if you're not dialed on your sleep, you may as well be smoking a 20 pack of fags every single day. So it's sugar and it's lack of sleep. They're the two real killers for our immunity. Roadman, thank you for joining me, and I'm going to chat to you again next week. Hey everybody, it's Anthony again. Really quick, I want to invite you to join arguably the best thing I've ever put out inside the Roadman community. It's a challenge. It's a challenge called the 14-Day Kickstart Challenge. So regardless of where your fitness is at right now, this is going to be the catalyst for making you faster and making you leaner. I've created this challenge to take the guesswork out of everything. It's 14 days of training plans, regardless of what your level is. There's masters, beginner, advanced. There's meal plans, shopping list, and even a video course holding your hand and talking you through it all. So what I recommend you do right now is just stop everything, press pause on this audio, and go to roadmancycling.com/14-day, or check out the link in the bio. That's roadmancycling.com/14-day.